There's a new hot toy this holiday season. It looks like a sideways skateboard with two big wheels and motors to balance itself. Deshaun Boston got his last month.
I take it everywhere I go. I feel like I'm on a hoverboard.
Hoverboard is what a lot of people are calling them, but they have other names too.
The name on it is really a swagway. That's the actual name of it, but it's called a Skywalker.
The reason it has so many names is that this toy appeared out of nowhere, with hundreds, possibly thousands, of different Chinese manufacturers. Audrey Quinn of our Planet Money team set out to find who invented it.
I started out by looking up who was making hoverboards. I reached out to some sales reps in China.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
They didn't know who came up with the hoverboard first, but there are two basic theories. Theory number one, maybe there is no inventor. Maybe it really did just appear. In a city called Shenzhen, China, a place where manufacturing is happening so fast that new things can materialize overnight. Bunny Huang's a hardware engineer based in Singapore and gets a lot of his stuff made in these factories in Shenzhen. He said there's something unique about the way some of the generics factories in Shenzhen do business.
These guys started out as line engineers, right, who learned more about their stuff. They were maybe working for Western companies like Nokia or whatever the day, and they say, my boss is an idiot. I quit, right? I'm going to start my own company because I can do it better than they can.
They do it better by being super specialized. There are hundreds of these factories just for circuit boards, hundreds just for motors, hundreds just for molded plastic casings. And they operate through an extremely collaborative network.
You can tell some guys are probably just sitting around in a bar and saying, wouldn't it be great if we had like a cell phone that had a cigarette lighter in it? Because like, who wants to carry two things in their pocket, right? And so they'll build a cell phone with a cigarette lighter in it.
This is how a hoverboard may have happened. And Bunny Huang says the key thing here is that these improvements they think up, they just do them. No one's waiting around to get permission to use each other's ideas, and the people making the parts you need, they're all in your network. And it's possible that if everyone was just gradually improving the parts they made and kept putting them together in new ways, they may just have arrived at a hoverboard. But then there's theory number two. Maybe one person is the inventor. I'd kept chatting with those hoverboard sales reps. Any idea who was first?
There's a Chinese guy, but he is in America now. I know his Chinese name, but I'm not sure his English name.
She messaged me later. His English name is Shane Chen. Chen runs a small equipment company outside Portland, Oregon. And in May 2013, he had this Kickstarter video.
The Hover Trax is built for fun and transport. You can use it at the park, to get around school.
It's the earliest trace of a hoverboard kind of thing you'll see online. And Chen claims the Chinese manufacturers copied from this video. They managed to build basically the same product before he even got his to market.
I'm not very good business person, not very good at marketing.
He tried suing some of the manufacturers, but there's just too many of them. And this season, there's going to be more people riding generic hoverboards, swagways, skywalkers than Chen's hovertrax. People we talk to about Chinese manufacturing say this kind of generic production is happening so fast, so collaboratively, that whether or not there even is an inventor, you may never know it. This notion about who's the inventor and who's the knockoff may not even matter. Audrey Quinn, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Epson, with the EcoTank line of SuperTank printers. All-in-one printers featuring refillable ink tanks that come with up to 2 years of ink in the box. Where there's business, there's Epson. Learn more at epson.com/forbusiness.